Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in, the one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
When he arrived at the last victim's house, he let her pray before shooting her dead. Please believe, Nat Turner was about that life because he was about his people. But these lies, don't believe them. They're whitewashed fantasies. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Nat Turner was about that life. Never believe these lies white historians love telling about the man who risked everything for Black liberation. Lie number one, he was just a preacher. Nat Turner was a preaching man, but he didn't stop at sermons and prayer. He let his faith inspire him every step of the way, including the last moments of his rebellion. Turner believed the Spirit spoke to him and that a solar eclipse he spotted was a sign from God to help liberate his people. Lie number two, he was the sole mastermind. He wanted badly to liberate the enslaved people of Southampton County, but he knew he couldn't do it alone. Though Turner led the rebellion, it was a collective effort to fight for liberation. Many of the followers he recruited helped kill over 50 enslavers and their families. Lie number three, he was only lynched. White supremacy is so vile that Nat Turner's death didn't just end at his lynching. According to a 1920 article by John Crowell, Turner was skinned to supply such souvenirs as purses, his flesh made into grease, and his bones divided as trophies to be handed down as heirlooms. Like Nat Turner, our fight will require a bit of faith, sometimes violence, and working collectively. Regardless of the strategy, we must be willing to take our liberation by any means necessary. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.